Is it a completely different deal for you on a daily basis?
Well, just that I'm healthy. I think that's where it starts. If you're able to be healthy, then you're able to come out here and participate. And then you're able to come out here and get better and improve. Me being injured last year, I wasn't able to come out here. I wasn't able to do anything, get better in the weight room, but wasn't really able to get better out here on the football field. So I think that's obviously the positive now, is that I can come out here on the football field, do football-related things, and get better on the football field, which is, at the end of the day, most important.
Now, we hear a lot about receivers having to adjust to a different quarterback, a new quarterback. Is it any different for the running backs?
Not really. As far as handoffs and all that, I think it's pretty much just a matter of repetitions, and it just comes. I think it just comes naturally from the reps you get. So it's not nearly as maybe the importance of the receivers getting the time in and coming out of their breaks, and Kirk getting the ball to those guys, or the quarterbacks getting the ball to them. So we definitely, that's not really a major concern.
Last couple for the Tavius guys.
Tavius, obviously CJ came in last year and made the switch to fullback, seemed like a good fit for him. What does he add to your guys' room?
I think if you just looked at his journey, where he's come from, I think that says a whole lot about what kind of person he is, and I think that translates to the kind of player that he is, and his physicality at that position. He's a smart guy. He knows our position as well as his own, so he's able to go out there and go out here and give us a blow or give us the rest, because he knows both positions. So he's very valuable to the running back room, just as far as being the guy that he is, and then also on the field as the player that he is.
I understand what the premise is. Like, thanks.